AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The U.S. has reached its debt limit, and President Biden says he'll be talking to Republicans about that. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
As he spoke to a bipartisan group of mayors, President Biden said he's open to an honest debate with Republicans on spending and taxes.
We're going to have a little discussion about that with the new majority leader of the House.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy says on Twitter he looks forward to the meeting, which has not yet been scheduled. McCarthy says he'll bring up, quote, irresponsible government spending, which he says has to be a part of any deal to increase the debt ceiling. Despite GOP denials, Mr. Biden says Republicans will propose cutting Medicare and Social Security. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
One person is recovering after a man opened fire at a Walmart in Evansville, Indiana. Police shot and killed the gunman, identified as Ronald Mosley. Officer Anna Gray is with the Evansville Police Department.
Based on the information at hand, we believe that Mosley was targeting the employees at this particular Walmart store. Detectives also learned that Mosley arrived on Walmart property on foot from a nearby gas station.
Mosley worked at the store in May 2022 and was charged with battery for allegedly attacking four co-workers. The marshal of the U.S. Supreme Court says she spoke with each justice in the investigation into the leak of the high court's abortion ruling. No one at the court was found to be responsible for that leak. The annual March for Life came to the nation's capital today. It was a celebration of the Supreme Court's ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Abortion rights supporters were there, too.
This is not going to stop abortions. It just stops, like, safe abortions. Abortions that are not, like, performed clinically are really, really dangerous.
The issue of abortion now up to each individual state to decide. Defense leaders have been meeting in Germany discussing future aid for Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett says Ukraine is pressing for tanks.
The nature of the combat has changed, and certainly in Ukraine, they're expecting the Russians to come out in a new spring offensive. And these fighting vehicles, the Bradleys, for instance, are capable of fighting essentially toe-to-toe with the best of what the Russians have gotten.
Google's parent company Alphabet says it will lay off 12,000 workers. Analyst Charles Lieberman says Google isn't the only one.
It's entirely possible that many other firms in the tech sector will also adjust their workforces the same way. I don't think that it's a huge problem in the sense that while there are large numbers involved here, the tech sector has a very low unemployment rate.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. 6 years after the attack, 39-year-old Kevin McDowell of Madison has been convicted of second-degree sexual assault. The victim went to the hospital after the assault in 2017 for an examination. Investigators linked McDowell's DNA from that sexual assault kit to another case. Attorney General Josh Call praised the survivor and the investigators and prosecutors who fought for justice. A growing number of young children are battling mental health issues and suicidal thoughts. Health officials say emergency departments are seeing three times the number of pediatric cases than they did a decade ago. The largest increase is in suicidal ideation and drug and alcohol intoxication or overdose. In the last 4 years, they've seen the highest increase in kids younger than 14. There's a lack of therapists and clinicians who are trained to care for children. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they...
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. The political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Airing the grievances up in this joint, Dom, 844-967-2789. Would like to mention the National Women's March coming to Madison, Wisconsin, my hometown, this Sunday. So, you know, if you're in town, give us a little shout out on the social medias, at Devil Radio on Twitter, and I'll notice sometime in the next week or so, or hit us up on Facebook, at the Devil's Advocates Radio. Dom, there's a strange and troubling headline. I haven't read past the headline. I hate to jump into something I haven't read past. Let's go a different direction. Let's go with the national headline. But check the Madison.com. See what I'm talking about. Florida judge whacks Trump lawyers with nearly $1 million in sanctions for misuse of the courts. Now, normally we air the grievances, but unless you're Donald Trump, this isn't bugging any of my friends. You know what I mean? It's finally time to start paying the piper, Dom. And then we've got an update story on this as well. Federal District Court Judge Donald Middlebrooks on Thursday, that's yesterday, dropped the hammer, baby, on former President Donald Trump's attorneys by hitting them with sanctions totaling $1 million, or nearly that, for what he described as misuse of the courts. I have always wondered, how can it be that Donald Trump can use the courts at his whim, throw this crap out there, and then withdraw it at the last minute, you know, when it would force him to be deposed? Something of that sort, you know? Very litigious.
Playing political games with the court system, yes.
In a court order flagged by Politico's Kyle Cheney, Middlebrooks, that's the judge, raked Trump's lawyers over the coals for their failed lawsuit against Hillary Clinton for purportedly defaming him by accusing him of being Russian President Vladimir Putin's puppet during the 2016 campaign.
I'm no puppet. You're the puppet.
Middlebrooks said in part, Dom, this case should never have been brought. Its inadequacy as a legal claim was evident from the start. No reasonable lawyer, you sure Rudy didn't play a part? No reasonable lawyer would have filed it, intended for a political purpose, none of the counts of the amended complaint stated a cognizable legal claim. That's a lot of nice ways of saying, man,
you're
is this
full of it.
Oh my goodness. Middlebrooks went on to detail damage caused by the Trump legal team's actions. 31 individuals and entities were needlessly harmed in order to dishonestly advance a political narrative, a continuing pattern of misuse of the courts by Mr. Trump and his lawyers, undermines the rule of law, portrays judges as partisans, and diverts resources from those who have suffered actual legal harm.
Ouch.
As evidence of the frivolity of the lawsuit, Middlebrooks cited an interview Trump attorney Alina Habba gave to Foxy News' Sean Hannity, where she revealed even Trump thought the case against Clinton wouldn't work and that she persuaded him to back it anyways. I wonder if she'll persuade him to pay the $1 million in sanctions now.
Right.
The former president looked at me and he told me, you know what, Alina, you're not going to win. Habba told Hannity last September, you can't win, just get rid of it. Don't do the case. And I said, no, we have to fight. In all, Middlebrooks leveled sanction against Trump's lawyers, like the one we were just quoting, $938,000. That's a lot of jingdom.
That's real money. And to put that into some context, wasn't the Trump organization ordered to pay like $1.5 million for 15 years of fraud against the state of New York?
Maximum permissible under law in that particular case?
The max, and this is $938,000. But Crudy, also on that very same vein from ABC News, Donald Trump withdraws lawsuit against New York Attorney General Letitia James. Trump had filed a suit in response to the $250 million lawsuit filed by Attorney General James. Again, ABC News reporting, less than a day after receiving a warning from a federal judge, former President Trump has withdrawn his lawsuit against New York Attorney James. The withdrawal came in a brief document filed Friday morning with the U.S. District Court Judge Donald Middlebrooks. Same guy who late Thursday warned Trump's legal team that the lawsuit appeared to verge on frivolous. A quote from the letter. Plaintiff, President Donald J. Trump. You know, he's not president. By and through his undersigned counsel and pursuant to federal code, hereby voluntarily dismisses his claims in this action against defendant Letitia James without prejudice, the letter said. Trump's lawsuit against the AG had sought to shield Trump's revocable trust from James, who has an ongoing $250 million civil suit that alleges fraudulent conduct of the Trump Organization. Really? James has accused Trump and his family members of grossly, quote unquote, grossly inflating the former president's net worth by billions of dollars and of cheating lenders and others with false and misleading financial statements. Trump, who has denied the allegations, has called the investigation by James, who is black, a politically motivated witch hunt by an attorney general he has called racist. Trump's suit against James accused her of intimidation and harassment and of making repeated attempts to steal, destroy, or control all things Trump. On Thursday, Middlebrooks ordered Trump and his attorney, Alina Habba, to pay fines of nearly $1 million. We just talked about that for that revenge lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. In his Thursday opinion, the judge also cautioned Trump's attorneys that they could face sanction over their lawsuit against James. In the opinion, Middlebrooks called Trump a prolific and sophisticated litigant who is repeatedly using the courts to seek revenge on political adversaries. He is the mastermind of strategic abuse of the judicial process, and he cannot be seen as a litigant blindly following the advice of a lawyer. He knew full well the impact of his actions, Middlebrooks wrote. So after being fined by Middlebrooks yesterday to the tune of almost $1 million and warned that the Tish James AG New York lawsuit was frivolous, he backed down. He will not back down, but he did back down. He has withdrawn the lawsuit. Apparently he doesn't want to, you know what, pay another $1 million for frivolous lawsuits.
Why would you not play this one out, Dom, because here's how I do the math. Okay. If you're suing the AG for $250 million and you just got fined a measly million, I mean, what's $1 million to a billionaire? But $250 million, that's a bet worth taking, right? You're betting 250 to one. What kind of gambler is this man? Yellow belly, that's what I would say. Or orange belly.
Listen, and this is obviously great news. I mean, if you care about justice, you know, for a guy like Donald Trump to just, you know, use the justice system like this as a stick to beat his opponents with. And he's been famous for this, right? You know, thousands and thousands of lawsuits over the years. Donald Trump, you know, half of them plaintiff, half of them defendant. He's very well aware of how the process works. So when the guy plays these games, and we all know he's playing games, it's so finally refreshing to see that a federal judge actually lays down the lumber on this BS, man. I mean, and this should have been done a long time ago. Granted, this case wasn't, you know, that long ago, but this is the same pattern of practice of Donald Trump and his attorneys going back since Donald Trump's been Donald Trump, but more specifically and more importantly, since Donald Trump has been president and former ex-president, disgraced, twice impeached, POS ex-president of the United States. So good on Middlebrooks. Pay that bill, Trump.
There'll be more lawsuits, though, just in different jurisdictions, I suspect. 844-967-2789. Dom, a grievance we had earlier in the week. We'll never know. The Supreme Court investigation of their internal leak, we'll never know. But the question, and we didn't even know this yesterday, were the justices interviewed? And now we don't, Dom. They were.
But
they weren't, what, held under oath? They didn't have to swear to their testimony? They didn't have to sign to it or anything?
They did not have to sign the same document attesting that their testimony was true like all the other 97 staffers or whoever else this Marshall interviewed. No.
Why would they, if they truly... Unless one of them was the leaker, right, Dom? Samuel Alito. Why would they not have willingly affirmed or attested to the veracity of the statements they're willing to make? I insist that I be interviewed under oath. Well, of course, they're all attorneys at law. Given the option to not be under oath, I'm sure they all opted for that one. Because they've all probably said something to their own spouses about a case or that Alito character or something, you know, that perhaps would be outside the Supreme Court judicial ethics. Maybe it would be less than kosher, if you will, Dom. But I got to think, if I was a Supreme Court justice, I mean, we talk about people being above the law. Don't they get to set their own recusal policy?
Yes.
When there's a leak that they claim could lead to devastating consequences. Someone could die over it.
An assassination claim, yes.
Yeah, I mean, someone tried to kill Brett Kavanaugh. No, someone showed up and called the cops on themselves and said, I'm having bad thoughts or something of the sort. But, you know, ultimately, shouldn't these guys be interviewed under oath? And girls, all of them.
Yes.
The justices. Top to bottom. Get to the bottom of this. You know, if you're trying to establish credibility of the courts, this ain't the way to do it. Everybody's under oath except the judge. He can lie if he wants to. Or she. But I'm talking about Alito in this case. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Air your grievances. It's a happier happy hour. 844-967-2789.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 24. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance of snow. Lows level off around 27. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday. Air your grievances, 844-967-2789.
I know I'm kind of being selfish. Can I go again? I got another grievance.
All right, man. You got to get it off your chest, Curtis. It's not healthy for a man of your age to keep it all inside.
I would allow you to take this grievance, Tom, because you're going to be aggrieved. But I'm sure you haven't read past the headlines, so let me do it for you.
All right.
Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, right? Sparks outrage with rejection of African-American studies class. So the governor of Florida wading into education policy once again. Let me read from thehill.com. Florida gubernator Ron DeSantis is facing criticism after his administration rejected an advanced placement African American studies course from being taught in Florida schools. The latest curriculum-related action by the governor to draw fierce backlash. The DeSantis administration made the move earlier this month when it sent a letter to the College Board Florida Partnership arguing, and this is the quote, Dom, that the content of this course is inexplicably contrary to Florida law and significantly lacks educational value.
Wow.
Advanced placement African American studies, again, is contrary to Florida law and significantly lacks educational value, according to the governor. The letter didn't name which law the course purportedly violated, and the state's Department of Education did not clarify that matter when asked by The Hill. Must be breaking one of the laws. Ron keeps throwing them at us.
Something. It must be something. Can't have that any non-white history being taught in Florida.
The action has drawn heavy criticism of Democratic legislators, LGBTQ advocates, likening it to DeSantis' recent crusade against Florida schools teaching lessons related to sexual orientation or gender identity, topics state officials have argued are inappropriate for children. One more. This one, Florida Senator Shervon Jones, Democrat, the state's first openly gay senator. Florida is doing its best to tilt the scales and shut down important, much-needed discussions of race, slavery, stolen lands, and undeniable history that have led to where we are as a society today. A little bit more from the State Senator of Florida. Governor DeSantis' whitewashing of history and book bans are his latest assault on American history and our First Amendment rights. Horrifyingly, it is our vulnerable and underrepresented students who will suffer the most as a result.
Crudy, a February 2022 Quinnipiac University poll found that only 27% of Americans felt the U.S. history taught in schools reflects an accurate account of the role of African Americans in the country. The new advanced placement course, which is currently a pilot program in 60 schools nationwide, has been in the works for over a decade, according to the College Board. Ivory Tolson, the NAACP Director of Education, Innovation, and Research, condemned Florida's rejection of the course. Ron DeSantis's flippant dismissal of an AP African American Studies course is not only a dereliction of his duty to ensure equitable education for all Floridians, but shows clear disdain for the lives and experiences that form part of our national history, he said in a statement on Friday. Dismissing this important subject as lacking quote-unquote educational value defies centuries of evidence to the contrary. African American history is American history. History and failure to comprehend this very simple fact is un-American in and of itself. The Hill goes on to report, but Florida's rejection of the course follows a pattern from last year when DeSantis signed the Stop Wrongs to Our Kids and Employee Act into law. The law, known as the Stop Woke Act, prohibits any instruction that could make someone feel personally responsible for historic wrongdoings because of their race, sex, or national origin. Unveiling the legislative proposal last year, DeSantis said the measure was drafted with the intent of taking a stand against the state-sanctioned racism that is critical race theory, an academic theory that addresses systemic racism in the U.S. But scholars have argued that concepts related to critical race theory are not taught until students reach the college level.
So Ron DeSantis, in his run-up to what? Declaring himself the presidential, the great white hope for the Republican Party, because Trump's a little too orange-tinted for him, he's going to be the better, you know, less troubling, less Twitter problematic sort of fascist, and he's going to do so. He's going to do so. Pardon me. I heard a little echo. It must have been inside my ears. He is going to do so by what? What was he going to do? He's going to hate on the gays, hate on the blacks, and then use that as an elective campaign? And he thinks that by being the most racist, most, what, anti-trans, anti-woke, that somehow that's going to make him electable? How do you think that math works out electorally, Dom?
I think it works out fantastic for, you know, DeSantis amongst the white Christian nationalists. I think that'll do very well for him.
Call them the Republican base at this.
Exactly. The Republican base, gonna love it. The Florida Republican base, certainly. But what an asinine and obscene gesture. As New York Rep. Richie Torres said, Florida has gone from don't say gay to don't say black.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Going to have a little fun. It's the Happier Happy Hour. Still waiting for someone to quiz me on my political Wisconsin trivia. Dom, you... What would be your superpower, Dom?
Oh, my superpower? Sexy.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Democrats in the White House are saying you don't negotiate over the debt ceiling. The economic calamity that could ensue is beyond words. Republicans are saying they want to exact some spending cuts before raising the debt ceiling.
One worker still recovering after a man opened fire yesterday inside a Walmart break room in Evansville, Indiana. Officer Anna Gray says a fellow employee helped the injured woman.
Heather went back in to check on the victim and no doubt saved her.
Police shot and killed the gunman who once worked at that store. Attorney General Merrick Garland tells the nation's mayors they are indispensable partners in the fight against fentanyl.
This nearly invisible poison is 50 times more potent than heroin.
Garland says more than 100,000 Americans died of overdoses in 2021. Two-thirds involved fentanyl. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Dane County Judge Chris Taylor is running unopposed to serve on the State Court of Appeals, but that's not stopping her from getting out on the campaign trail in a different role, explaining the importance of the appeals court, yes, but also the race for State Supreme Court. It doesn't get the attention of races for governor or U.S. Senate, but it arguably has more of an impact on the lives of Wisconsinites when you see how the current conservative majority has reduced voting rights and made it tougher to fight a pandemic.
My opinion, of course, is that our role is to protect and expand people's rights, not take them away.
Taylor says beyond voting rights, the Supreme Court race can also determine whether women can get back the right to make their own personal, private health care decisions. Join us for Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 a.m. and at upnorthnewswi.com.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We air grievances. I take your Wisconsin State political trivia challenges, although no one's had the courage to challenge the champ so far. I'd even find some swag in the cupboard if the caller beat me, Dom.
Somebody can stump you, they get a free t-shirt, crew.
Something like that. I got some t-shirts.
All right.
There's some whiskey back there as well. You got to prove your age.
No, no, not my whiskey.
Not your whiskey.
Oh, okay.
I got my own liquor cabinet world over here, Dom. 844-967-2789. I wish you all luck. Andy from Beaver Dam. Appreciate your patience. What do you got for us, Andy?
Hey, Andy. Happy Friday, man.
Well, I still have my Virgin Devil t-shirt. I'm almost too proud to
or, you know, want to preserve it for posterity. But
I'd put it behind glass in the trophy case.
Yeah, you can pass that down for generations, Andy. Make your grandchildren wealthy beyond their wildest imaginations.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. But my grievance, and to make this short, if I were Dom at the Las Vegas Democratic or whatever the heck it was, and now you guys are all young dudes, but if I were that close to Andrea Mitchell, and then I came to the realization that I'm almost as old, if not more than she is, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, God, you know, but Andrea, of course, works on it real hard.
I'm not sure what you're trying to express here, Andy. You got the hots for Andrea Mitchell? What are you telling us?
Oh, no, no. She's married to that one.
Alan Greenspan.
Yeah, Alan Greenspan.
Former Treasury Secretary and his unusual frothiness of the markets.
Right, and just let the whole thing go. Just let the markets seek their own level, and then all of a sudden here comes 2008. But anyway, no. I was just saying to bring out the fact that, you know, Andrea is no spring chicken, and I'm right up there with her. So, you know, it's just, I don't know.
So in a roundabout way, you felt like Dom was calling you old, Andy? Are we getting closer to the truth now?
Oh, not by choice. No. But I'm trying to, in a fantasy, I'm trying to be like where he was. And thinking, if that would have happened to me, you know, I'd be saying, oh, my God, you know. But Dom is a young buck. He's only, like, what, 51? I mean, that's hardly broke in. You know, he's hardly, you know, he's got that beautiful wife. He went out to the Big Apple last weekend and went to the plays and then the Broadway and all that. I mean, it's all, life is good. You know, it's a perfect, it's a beautiful.
Life is good, but a little confusing for the last few minutes here for me, Andy.
Andy, thanks. I'm not clear, but I think, you know, there is the starstruckness. I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? I think there is.
Because you never recognize the players.
Well, whatever, man. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the star walking in the room, Andy. You know what I mean? So they should be coming up to me. That's my attitude. But I think that standoffness, and I think Andrea Mitchell did a good job that night. And I know some people give her a little criticism here and there, but to be a woman in this business and make it as far as she has, I mean, there's some props right there. But I think the way that, you know, we as a culture treat the, you know, the stars and the pop culture and the music and the movie thing and all that, I think that's not great. I think that sort of weird idol worship and, you know, kind of the giving these guys a pass because of, you know, you like this song, you like that movie, you like that position. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we're all human beings, you know, we all decide how we're going to live our lives. And some people want to run after the stories and run after the politicians. And some people, you know, want to be those politicians. Some people want to be those stars. But you know, we're all the same, man. We all bleed red, we all breathe air. And that commonality kind of, from my perspective, makes it all seem like, well, you know, they're not anybody different than you or me, Andy. So I'm not a starstruck kind of guy. I wish more people would, you know, lay the lumber down on some of these politicians that seemingly get away. I think the guys like Donald Trump, the Republican Party, look how they looked up to, you know, allowed him. They allowed him to take that party over. They were willing conspirators in their own kidnapping. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that, I think, is that perception, accurate or not, that Donald Trump is a wealthy man beyond his and anyone's wildest thoughts, and that if they somehow, you know, do right by him, that they're going to get some of that money. I mean, I don't know what else to say. That's what it seems like to me. And of course, that's not the case. Guys like Donald Trump, he's a professional grifter. He's been doing nothing but grifting off of his you know, mega acolytes since day one. Build that wall. I mean, the Bannon even got in on it, man, but he got in trouble for it. So you know, Donald Trump is all about making that money. And if they didn't fall for it, if they treated him like everybody else, nobody would fall for it.
Tom, I've got a thought, politics is just showbiz for ugly people. You know, I've got that sign here in the studio, in the Solidarity Realty studio in Madison. You know, not you or I.
No, of course, of course. Everybody else.
We're media. We're the beautiful people. And the other, here's the question, trivia out of left field, Tom. And
all
you
right,
can
go.
Hit me, but, you know, who's Andrea Mitchell dating or married to? I got Alan Greenspan, so I'm taking a check for that one. Who sang the national anthem through the wall at the first presidential debate in the 2016 Democratic cycle? And I can give you three, two, one.
You're either a female. It was a female.
It was a female voice. And if it makes you happy, Dom, I will tell you it's Sheryl Crow.
Oh, okay.
See, nice. There's that pop culture thing. You're just not that into it.
Yeah, you know, fine, good. Does it really matter who sang it before the?
It was a little startling because we were watching the television coverage and the radio room where they put radio guys in the far back. Right. And maybe
two of us,
maybe some internet journalists and the radio guys, and they were preparing and were watching on TV, but the reality was a little ahead of the coverage. So what we were seeing was time delayed. So all of a sudden, through the wall, Sheryl Crow burst out with the Star Spangled Banner. It was just a momentary startling thing. A female voice, as you would describe it.
I got that part right. I was right.
You got a trivia question for me? Then we'll take some more
calls. Nothing yet. The phone number, Curdy? What's the phone number?
Oh, that's troubling sometimes. But
sometimes it is.
844-967-2789. And if you've never been on the show before, or you're from Green Bay, or you want to ask me a trivia question, win a t-shirt or something. I got some t-shirts back there. Whiskey, you got to do more than answer a question. But 844-967-2789. Dick in the garage. Don't ask me if I heard what some other host was talking about today, or I'll lose it. Unless it was Jim Troupas, then I'm okay with it.
Oh, my God, guys. Andy, please. You look 100 times younger than Andrea Mitchell. I think that she looks way older than Barbara Walters, who just passed away at 97. But that's
why we all being ageist against Andrea Mitchell. I mean, talk about her bad journalism if you must.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know, man. Andy looks about as old as Andrea Mitchell. I gotta be honest, but not to be ageist. Thanks, Dick.
Andy can still hear you, you know.
Okay. But here's my grievance today.
Yes. Yeah.
Last night at this time, I'm watching Ari Melbert, and he had the most fantastic show on what's going on with this lawsuit with the ridiculous, you know what I'm talking about. It just... unbelievable.
No, you got to be a little more descriptive. I didn't live your life with you.
Rupert Murdoch and the whole thing and the whole cabal of that. And they're...
Are we talking about the Dominion defamation suit against...
Yes.
Okay, please continue.
Yes. And not one person has picked it up today. I mean, he put him right in the sight line of, and guess who? Sean Hannity, he even said that he knew this was all a fallacy about Trump winning when he was really put to the test, when it could cost him.
I didn't believe it for a second, he said.
Right. And yet he went out and kept perpetrating the lie. Why is this not a huge news story, guys?
Well, you've heard of the big lie because it's been an extremely big news story. But the ongoing play-by-play of the defamation lawsuit, I mean, Dick, there's just so many fronts so many legal fronts. You know, we have to clarify which lawsuit against the former president you're referencing. The one that he filed that was dismissed, the one where his lawyers were sanctioned, the one where his deposition testimony was released, the one where, you know what I mean? He's not even a direct defendant in this one. It's the news that, of course, was willing to tell the big lies and allow others to do so.
And we, in some ways, and I think it's a good point, Dick. I mean, there's lots of important stories out there. And this one, you know, we'll see what the conclusion is, you know, the ins and outs, whether, you know, what Murdoch said or whatever is ultimately irrelevant until the conviction comes, hopefully. And they end up paying, you know, billions of dollars.
Not conviction, civil forfeiture.
Civil forfeiture, conviction. Fine, whatever you want to call it. Guilty. Yes, they did it. Call it what you want. Give them $1.5 billion. And they should. I mean, that should shut them down.
No.
As far as I'm concerned.
Their stock.
But it should.
Well,
they got lots of money. I get it. But it is a big story. And if any of these individually 20 years ago would have been devastating. I mean, if it was NBC or any of the big broadcasting, you know, pre-cable back in the day. If that would have been them getting sued for billions of dollars, it'd be huge, be all over everything, everywhere. But there's just so much getting thrown at us that we get kind of numb to it.
Dan Rather lost his career for a true story represented through a false document. And somehow the truth of George W. Bush's failure to report for service in the Texas Air National Guard went by the wayside. Dan Rather lost his career over it, and it was basically a fraudulent document. But what it reported, as near as I can tell, was mostly accurate. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Welcome. I got a trivia question.
All right, man. I've been waiting all day for this.
All right. Why is it called taking a dump when you're not actually taking anything?
As much as I'm not going there with you, Bill, I'm not into the scatological humor. That's not so much.
Yes, I think we're looking for political trivia specifically. But thanks for the contribution. We'll just leave it there.
Instead of. Never mind. There's like three times today where I've wanted to say something, and I've thought, really, really, Crudy, you shouldn't.
Well, see, you're growing as a broadcaster, as a journalist, as a human being. You know, not everything needs to go from your brain out your mouth. Some things you can just let ruminate for a while.
You got a trivia question for me? I haven't gotten one legitimate trivia question. I filled in some blanks and Andy's faulty memory, but give me one down.
I'll come back after the break. We'll take some callers, and I will wrap this up with a stumper for Crudy. Stick around. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. We're going to hear Crudy say, I don't know. We're going to hear it. 844-967-2789. One more segment this Friday. We'll be right back.
There be a lawsuit? Yeah, probably.
No respect for human beings.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi, I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, It's being kind and reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 24. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 33. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Chance of snow. Lows level off around 27. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Crudy, I'm going to throw my question out there. Then we'll get to the callers. Name a person that we interviewed, the Devil's Advocates interviewed back in, God, maybe 2015, who recently hosted an award show.
Jared Carmichael, Golden Globes.
Yeah, damn it. Yes.
He was
just hosted the Golden Globes, man.
I still brag about having that guy in studio. Are you kidding me? Jared Carmichael, before he was a big time, he had already signed the pilot with NBC. And we got him care of the fine folks at Comedy on State. Eve Parra and the team down there, they do a hell of a job. And she brought Jared Carmichael in our studio. And now the guy's big time, man. He got the Devil's Advocates bump.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
And I remembered the Paul Soglin, so I guess technically you'd already given me a question.
Ah, damn it.
No t-shirt for you.
I got some.
I will give a t-shirt away. We'll go speed round. I'll see if I can answer the questions. 844-967-2789. Rico, what do you got for us?
Oh, man, I don't have no question. I wouldn't even begin to.
All right, make a grievance then, Rico. My grievance is you don't have a question.
Oh, well, I drifted. On the way home, I lost signal for a little bit. Let me tell you this. I drifted on down the dial, and I caught your competition, and oh, my gosh. Oh, it's like walking into a room full of chainsaws, weeping and wailing, gnashing of teeth and screaming. Oh, Vicky had her panties all up in her craw, but you'll never guess why, guys. She had the Republican chair on, and they were crying about Milwaukee and Dane County there and how the Republican vote is just flatlining and all the Dem votes are going up and up, and I think he used four ups.
Rico, hold that thought before you answer. Dominic, who is the Republican Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin?
Brian Schimming.
He only knows him because Schimming's a buddy of ours.
Oh, okay, cool. Hey, so I just want to tell you guys, is this way up? What, are I get time here?
Yeah, you get one more, but I'm going to just say this. But also remember, Brian Schimming is a Republican, and they're the party that's all down for fascism. Just trying to point that out for the late arrivers, Rico. But go ahead.
But I just wanted to see, you know, like I get home to and you guys, and it's so much more calmer and sweeter and we're laughing. Heck, according to Don, we're even sexy, you know?
Technically,
I always
Rico,
say it because it's true, Rico.
Technically, Rico, it's the panel that's sexy. But you, sir, you got that gravelly thing
I'm
going on.
I'm party with you, cowboy.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Allie from Madison. Welcome, Allie. What do you got for us?
Hi, Allie.
Hi. I have a trivia question.
Excellent.
From the Solidarity Sing-Along Arrest.
Yes.
What is Meatloaf Cop's real first name?
David.
No.
What is his real first name? Meathead?
Michael.
No, Meathead is David Davis.
Yeah, Meathead. You're thinking of a different person.
No, Meatloaf. Or Meathead, whatever you call them. Yeah. That's not David. I'm sure it's not.
Well, Allie, I'd love to give you a T-shirt, but sister, you can't be wrong and then expect to get a T-shirt. If Don knows the answer, I'm pretty sure you're wrong. I'm sorry. 844-967-2789. That is the correct answer. E-Bone, look him up. Meathead. He's in the files. Joanne from Madison, welcome. What do you got for
us? All right. Can I go back to 2011 and the Wisconsin protests? Quick question.
Yes.
Okay, that summer, right before Occupy, we had an occupying mass of tents and all of that outside of the Capitol, and it made a ring around the Capitol, and it had a particular name. They called this encampment. It had some homeless people, but it had a number of other people. This was in the Soglin era, and I remember walking around with Paul Soglin. He saw the encampment. Now, what was it called?
Well, first and foremost, before I don't answer your question, I would like to point out the Devil's Advocates as a radio product have only existed since 2012. So I feel like we should be exempted from pre-Devil's Advocates. We weren't as plugged in back then. I have no idea, Joanne. That's the answer. You win because I don't know. Walkerville.
It's Walkerville.
Maybe I knew that. Yeah. That,
Joanne, you
so
get a T-shirt. Crudy, got to pull one aside. You got it.
Thank you so much. I'll see you sometime. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne. E-Bone, get her information for us, please, if you'd be so kind. And we'll send out a T-shirt, Joanne. And E-Bone, also send her a T-shirt, would you? 844-967-2789. We got the best team. Kevin from Madison. Welcome, Kevin. What do you got for us?
Hi, Kevin.
Well, I got three things. Being an HVAC guy, I solved your electrical problems, Crudy.
No, you didn't.
Is your electricity good?
No, I haven't had warm water since I got back from Wausau on Monday. I have not taken like a actual shower in warm water all week, dude. It's my hot water heater. It's my water softener. I got thousands of dollars of crap going on in the basement still. Just getting the lights on, I owe you big time for. But the rest of it, still a problem.
Okay. So now the next one is the grievance, but it's really not a grievance. I'm kind of glad Joe Biden took them documents, and he put them next to his Corvette so he could make a quick getaway. And so now it's going to level the playing field in 2024 when Trump and Biden run against one another because they both took documents. All right. My trivia is, back to the 2012 election, what Republican candidate was not a Mormon, but was on the borderline of being a polygamist?
Not a Mormon, but on the borderline of being a polygamist. Well, there was a Bundy.
It was close.
What's that?
It was close. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Cliven Bundy. I know that family had some weird things, sovereign citizen stuff, and he might have had some sister wives, but are you talking? I know Mitt Romney strapped the dog on the top of the car, but I'm not sure. Who are you talking about, Kevin?
And Mitt Romney was the religion of polygamist. It was Newt Gingrich, because remember he was married to his last wife, and she was dying.
Callista? No, the one before was Callista. Not Callista with the dead eyes.
Correct. It's the one before Callista, and he wanted to have an open marriage, and Callista was fine with it, but his now-deceased or ex-wife did not.
Kevin?
No T-shirt for Kevin. You kind of have a curveball with the Mormon thing, man. I don't know. I mean, that's more of an open marriage
when you
question.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on. Come on. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Have a wonderful weekend. Heapman Brothers coming up at 7, Native Roots Radio. In the meantime, keep it locked. Civic Media. Thanks, E-Bone, for screening those calls.
It's just me and Fancy here right now. Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.